107.7 The Island. Real music variety on the air and online. Loving every minute of it. Thanks for starting your morning here. 107.7theisland.com. So I always wondered, and now I'm going to ask you, because I always wondered why nobody ever said anything about this. What I'm talking about is I'm a big Beatles fan, and one day I was home. I at one point owned every single Beatles release, except for the imports, perhaps. But one day, you know, listening to things, I mean, it's been so many years since I listened to, say, Abbey Road or the White Album. It's just always fresh for me. Well, long story short, one day I'm home listening, and I hear Don't Bring Me Down by the Beatles. And I'm thinking, why does this sound so familiar? Well, it sounds so familiar in reverse, because Bon Jovi in the 80s borrowed from that. And I'm thinking, what Bon Jovi song is it? Well, I figured it out. You know the Bon Jovi song. I guess this time you're really you know that, right? Of course you do. Listen again. I guess this time you're really it's I'll Be There For You by Bon Jovi. Well, I went back home that day, and I'm like, maybe it's my imagination. It's not. Listen to the Beatles' Don't Bring Me Down, which came out 20 years earlier, if not more. Nobody ever loved me like you do. Are you serious? If I were the Beatles, I would be like, you're paying for that, buddy. I guess this time you're really and then versus the Beatles. Nobody ever loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. Even the tempo is the same. Yes, she does. But I wonder, you know, in the creative world, they call it creative borrowing. They don't often refer to it as stealing unless you actually steal. I don't know where this falls on that. I don't know if Bon Jovi subconsciously plagiarize the Beatles, or if in the court of law, would they even call that plagiarizing? Fair use? I don't know. When royalties and trademarks are concerned, man, I don't know. To me, that's a ripoff, whether conscious or unconscious. I'm curious what you thought of that. And maybe the Beatles didn't pursue it because in that world, you do borrow, especially in Beatles, maybe steal in the Beatles era. When you go back from the 60s, if you go back to the 40s and 50s, who's really going to know even back then? So maybe the Beatles decided to look the other way, or maybe the Beatles never became aware of it. Who knows? But the Beatles. Nobody ever loved me like you do. Versus Bon Jovi.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.